At this workshop in a South Dallas church, couples are staring into each other's eyes, learning the art of the safe conversation. Their guides, Helen LaKelly Hunt and Harville Hendricks.
So how many of you came because you just wanted to be here?
The majority of hands shoot up. Then he asks, how many people were dragged here?
Yay,
how many of you are the draggies? All right. Great.
Hendricks is a silver-haired, Oprah-endorsed self-help guru who's sold millions of books dissecting why couples fight. Decades ago, while in school at SMU, he invented something called imago therapy. It's the foundation of the Safe Conversations workshops. They're free and simulcast in Spanish, and the audience isn't what you'd typically find in a couple's therapy session. Sitting on stage, a husband and wife are demonstrating how to use a fundamental tool of the safe conversation. It's called mirroring.
Una cosa que yo aprecio de ti,
Gabby Palma is telling her husband, Luis Romero, one thing she appreciates about him, how he wakes up early every day to go to work. His job is not only to listen, but to act like a mirror, repeating to her what he heard. According to Hendricks, mirroring builds a safe relationship because it guarantees your partner will be heard without judgment. It may sound simple, but Gabby Palma says it's had a big impact on their relationship.
When we got together in our relationship, we kind of just jumped into it. I mean, we were shortly in love and then out of love.
As their personalities clashed, their relationship became violent. She and the kids moved out.
We were really scared that my husband would be locked up, my children would be taken away, and our family would have been completely destroyed just because we did not know how to communicate in an effective way.
Determined to stay together, they attended the first Safe Conversations workshop a few months ago.
We've been practicing it a lot, and that's what actually saved our relationship and our family.
The workshops go deep, but stay positive. In addition to the requirement that couples hug for a full minute after sharing, there are affirmations, loud affirmations.
You are amazing!
It's a bit campy, but Bill Doherty says...
It's respectable mainstream work. It's not flaky or goofy. It's good stuff.
Doherty is a professor of family and social science at the University of Minnesota. He says there are many options for couples looking to improve communication.
Is it more effective than other approaches? There's no reason to think it is, but I think it's one of the effective approaches.
Hendricks and Hunt believe their workshop can not only keep couples together, but also cut down on domestic violence. That sounds like a lofty goal. Daryl Young says it's possible. In his first marriage, he says, he didn't know how to listen or show empathy.
We fought every weekend. Grand Prairie Police knew us by name. That's how bad it was. At that time, all I knew was be heavy-handed, force her to listen to you. Because of that, I was determined to do everything different in this marriage.
Through a marriage ministry and training in this kind of therapy, Young and his second wife, Kayla, have become relationship counselors themselves. Kayla says the workshops showed her how she was unconsciously mimicking her mother.
The first years of our marriage, guess who I was? I was mama, just always aggressive, like, oh, well, you know what? I don't need you, because that's what I saw. A woman married five times equates to I don't need a man, you know? So it was like a light bulb, and I think this is why the Safe Conversations is so powerful.
Hendricks and Hunt will host another Safe Conversations workshop in April, and they'll continue filming their work, which they're calling Project Dallas, for a future documentary. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.